Over 5 million people play football in the USA, and here to bring it to you in the raw, uncut, unadulterated is the undisputed number one sports show in Atlanta and abroad. 100 yards of football, live from headquarters. It's more than a game, more than a show. It's where football blends culture, economics, and society. Tap in, tune in, and lock in to 100 yards of football now.
BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to wager on all your favorite sports, contests, and events with first-to-market odds and lines. Find reviews and news for every league, including Major League Baseball, NFL, NBA, NHL, combat sports, esports, and even golf. BetOnline continues to be the top online resource for all your sports information, from live in-game betting, props, and futures. Head to BetOnline today or use your mobile device to join today and make your first sports bet. Use our promo code BELIEVE50 to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, where the game starts.
Welcome to 100 Yards of Football. I'm your host, Vincent Turner, and I have my football game preview. The Utah State Aggies taking on the University of Alabama. So if you like the video today, please come in and share it. We'll surely appreciate it here at 100 Yards of Football. Special thanks to my producer, Mr. Logan Landers, for making it happen. It's college football time. It's going down in Tuscaloosa. We got the Utah State Aggies coming in. Maryland Osa in 1961. Let's talk about the Utah State Aggies. They already have one game under their belt. Last week, they played the UConn Huskies and won that football game 31-20. Star quarterback Logan Bonner had an outstanding game. He went 20 of 29 for 281 yards and 3 touchdowns. And their special running back, Mr. Kevin Tyler Jr., had 161 yards on 33 carries. And their defense had 11 quarterback hurries in that game. And they had 7 tackles for losses and 4 pass breakups. Now they're traveling to Tuscaloosa and they're taking on the number one team in the country, the University of Alabama. Bryce Young, Heisman Trophy winner of last season, is ready to go. 4,800 yards, 47 touchdowns, 7 INTs. But this year, on the offensive side of the ball, Alabama got some new toys. Some new toys. Leonard Skinner, Sweet Home Alabama, Freebird. Mr. Jermaine Burton is coming over from Georgia. He's going to be a stud on the outside. They got who I think is going to be maybe the most impact running back in the country, transferring from Georgia Tech. Jahmyr Gibbs is coming over with his explosiveness. 746 yards rushing last year at Tech. 465 yards receiving and 6 touchdowns. Then they got offensive tackle Tyler Sneed, who's transferring from Vanderbilt. So that offense is going to be at a high level. But what Alabama got coming back on defense, Will Anderson, by far the best defensive player in the country. And listen to these names, because this is going to be maybe the best defensive unit, similar to what Georgia did last season in 2021. Dallas Turner, Jordan Battle, Malachi Moore, Brian Branch, Henry Toto. All of them are going to be early NFL draft picks. Alabama's ready to roll, man. You know Nick Saban has got to still be upset. He made a lot of noise in the offseason. So my prediction for Utah State and Alabama, Alabama's going to roll on Saturday night. Alabama 56, Utah State 17. Roll Tide, baby. Leonard Skinner, Bryce Young. Alabama's ready to show the world. If you like the video today, please come in and share it. I'm Vincent Turner, 100 Yards Football. Special thanks to my producer, Mr. Logan Landers, for making it happen. All you Alabama fans, don't drink too much liquor on Saturday night. Enjoy yourself down in Tuscaloosa, because the tide is going to roll. Sweet home Alabama, Leonard Skinner. Y'all be blessed.
Let's find out what Mr. Football Vincent Turner has to say about the next game preview.
Welcome to 100 Yards of Football. Today is my college football game preview. The Rice Owls taking on the mighty USC Trojans. So if you like the video today, please come in and share it. I surely appreciate it here on 100 Yards of Football. The Rice Owls are traveling to Hollywood, L.A., 1984 Summer Olympics, coming back in 2028, where the stars are born. Rice is led by quarterback Willie Green. Last year, the young man threw for 1,849 yards, 11 touchdowns, 10 interceptions. But Rice is strong on the defensive side of the ball also. And Rice has a running game led by Avery Bruchard. Last year, he had 549 yards rushing, averaged almost 4.5 yards a carry. So we know what Rice is going to do once they step down in L.A. They're going to want to be able to pound the ball. Now, to the USC Trojans. It's a new sheriff in town. His name is Lincoln Riley. He's coming after John McKay, John Robinson, Pete Carroll, legacy, honor, power with the Trojans. And he's bringing a football team. To be honest, I think USC, when it's all said and done, they're going to be a serious player as one of the four teams in the college playoffs this season. The new toys that Mr. Riley is bringing to campus, quarterback Caleb Williams, 1,912 yards, 21 touchdowns, 4 interceptions. The best receiver in the country, Jordan Addison, 100 receptions, over 1,800 yards, 17 touchdowns. Travis Dye comes over from Oregon, 1,271 yards, 16 touchdowns. So the Trojans are going to be one of them teams this year that we're going to really talk about. And it's going to start Saturday. And think about this at USC. When USC is good on a college football landscape scale nationally, and then they move to the Big Ten, college football is at another level. Can I say Sam the Bam Cunningham? Can I say O.J. Simpson? Can I say Anthony Davis? Can I say Ricky Bell? Can I say Paul McDonald? Can I say Chip Banks? Can I say Roy Foster? Can I say Mike Garrett? Can I say Earl McCullough? J.K. McKay? Pat Hayton? Manfred Moore? Rob McNeil? Ron Mix? Anthony Munoz? Bruce Matthews? Don Mosbaugh? Clay Matthews Jr. and Sr.? That's why on Saturday, the mighty Trojans are going to open up with their first win of the season. They're going to beat Rice 45-17.
Before we end our show today, we'd like to mention one more time, this show is presented by Bet Online.
So if you like the video today, please come in and share it. I surely appreciate it. Here at 100 Yards of Football, special thanks to my producer, Mr. Logan Landis. And my final words about the USC Trojans. Dun, 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 dun. If you like the video, please come in and share it. I'm Vincent Turner of 100 Yards of Football.
What is your favorite moment from football history? What teams and players are you cheering on? And who will win it all? We want to hear from you, our listeners. Head over to 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio's Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch and leave us a comment. We might use your suggestion in an upcoming episode. Tune in daily to the podcast and watch our show live every week. We are 100 Yards of Football, Sports, Talk, Radio on the Believe Podcast Network.